I'm paying a lot of attention to the ways that great design teams elevate craft in their org. And today I want to shine a light on two companies, Ramp and Plaid, because they put processes in place that I'm 100% going to steal.
When we sweat the details, like, it actually pays off. In fact, sweat the details is one of our company values.
That's Christoph, the head of design at Plaid, and I'm going to highlight some of the specific ways that they sweat the details, and it all starts with investing in feedback.
The best designs come from design teams, not designers, and it's all about the feedback loops you create within the team.
The problem is too many teams have a weekly crit, and that's it. So what happens is the formality of crit increases over time, and this is something that Diego Zaks, the VP of design at Ramp, saw happen as the company scaled.
People were spending a lot of time preparing for it and making these like big presentations, and hey, I want it to look good, and I'm making all these transitions and Figma and all this stuff, and actually like the work became 20% of it.
Now, I've never been one to make particularly pretty decks, but I've been in this situation multiple times, and having a single weekly crit puts a ton of pressure on designers to make the most out of that time. As a result, you're probably only talking about the high-level, really big strategy decisions. So here's how Diego handled that at Ramp.
Great. If you want to be formal, here's a place where you're really formal. And then let's create all these other avenues for you to get feedback. The least formal one, the safest environment that you have, is we've created these truth-seeking pods, which is three or four designers that are across the entire platform, so they're not working on the same things. They get together two or three times a week, and every time that they get together, a different person presents their work through the lens of a decision that they've made. So the goal is to have a very small group of high-trust people that are going to help you deconstruct the decision, a framework that got you somewhere, and you set the expectation that you want real feedback. You want people to be kind, not nice.
This model sounds like a dream to work in, honestly, but even if you don't have the equivalent, you can still create a culture of craft by following Brian Lovin's advice of working with the garage door open. Here's what that looks like at Plaid.
That's a huge part of my philosophy as a design leader, is the designers need to always have, again, the garage door up. Like, you need to let people see what you're working on, comment on it, and really give you that sort of ongoing feedback that was so crucial. The problem I've seen very many, many different design teams struggle with, where designers wait a little too long before they share their work. And so, one, when you're too deep into the work, you sort of have an emotional attachment to the solutions. And so the feedback you get feels like an attack on you, not on the work. And people get like start to defend their solution or their ideas rather than listening to the feedback. And it's also often a little too late, really, to kind of shift. Like, the designer is likely running out of time. And so they're showing the final thing, like, well, you know, there's only so much you're going to be able to change before you need to go and build this. And so making sure designers share their work at the beginning of the idea, like, hey, like, here's a little concept I have. I've made a sketch on a napkin. Like, let's talk about my sketch on a napkin.
Now, you've probably heard the advice share early and often before, but Christoph highlighted another benefit to exposing more of your design process that really stood out to me.
It also was a way for design to expose the process, like how we get to the final solution, because a lot of design teams tend to be a little mysterious. So like really opening the door, including in how things are being made, it just feels easier. It feels a lot more approachable. I've rarely found an engineer, a product manager who's followed along the process of a project from a design perspective, really got to see everything and gets to the end of it and think like, yeah, I don't think you guys got it. Like, I think you guys are terrible. Like, I've never seen it, especially if you had multiple chances to contribute, add your own flavor, comment. Like, when it's really open, you demystify everything. But it also, on the other end, means, you know, it's a lot more collaborative, and then everyone really has a sense of pride. You've been along this journey. You care more about something you've put, you know, time, energy, thought into. And so you really want to be proud of what gets out, and you start sweating the details, even in the code and how you're architecting.
Now, there's one more process at Plaid that I want to shine a light on, because I would have killed to have this at Maven.
A new thing that we started about a year ago, and I don't know if many design teams do this, but I find it to be super powerful. and my entire team loves it. Something we call polish reviews, which created this panel of, I think currently four ICs, like really senior ICs on the team who really understand this design system, have really good eye for like the little things, the little like margins are slightly off, or like they're like consistency with this other experience. We have a content designer who's like looking at all the words, like, is there a typo? Is there a word that a button that doesn't use a verb, but use a, you know, noun, and we don't do that. So like really paying attention to those details. And so that panel, which is always the same, so there's a consistency, they see everything, will be receiving that Figma file at the very last moment before it gets shipped up to like building, like before the engineers start working on it, they'll review it one last time. They have 24, 48 hours. I think it kind of depends on the project. And they'll just nitpick. It's like really final moment of like fixing things.
Look, it doesn't matter how senior you are. If you're staring at the same set of pixels, before long, you're going to start to miss things. But the value isn't just proofreading or increasing the quality of the product. It's also leveling up the abilities of the entire org.
We kind of did a little retro on it recently with the team and the panel. I asked the panel, hey, how is it different now than it was a year ago when you're reviewing those designs? And they're saying that, you know, they used to have 20, 30 comments on a file altogether a year ago, and now it's 5, 6, 7. Awesome. And it's really just the designers have all the feedback they got. Now they incorporate into their work from, you know, the early stages. And so it just makes better designers as well. So it's been a super powerful tool for us.
Not only is InFlight my attempt at productizing a lot of these practices, but it's also a blank canvas of a design org. So I'm paying a lot of attention to the specific processes and rituals that the best design teams are doing. So there will definitely be future episodes on this topic, but that's all for now, and I will see you next week.